it was good for me to get back into sport but go somewhere else, out of my comfort zone. And also I worked with arguably the best coach in the world in Lauren Seagrave, who he's had something like the 70-something Olympic medalists from what I've heard. So I've learned a lot from him. I still work with him remotely. But yeah, it's nice to be home and working with friends and family as well. It's nice. I've just moved back to Folkestone and got myself a puppy and seeing my friends and trying to find that balance. Obviously, I've had my struggles with depression, which are still ongoing, but it's finding that balance between the performance side of my sport and then also life. And I think I found that, which is quite exciting.
I mean, that's one area you've never hidden away from. You've admitted it, you've said it, and I think a lot of people really respect you for that. How difficult was that, though?
Oh, it's still very difficult now. I still have my problems, but that's depression for you. And it's nice that I can be on a platform and kind of, if people think, oh, if I can have it, even though I'm no superhero, I'm nothing, I'm just a person who can run fast, but because I'm in the public eye, hopefully my kind of acceptance of my depression and kind of the freedom of speech I have with it will hopefully kind of teach people about depression, and also that it's okay to have your bad days and so on. It happens to everyone.
Is that something that you might introduce at the schools? Obviously these children are quite young, but it's something they probably need to know about, isn't it? Because it's not all about winning and getting medals. There is another side to it, and perhaps some of those kids might suffer from that in the future.
Yeah, I think all kids need to learn to lose, to be honest. It's something I didn't really learn when I was young, and it's not even losing, it's just accepting that, you know, failure is okay, and that's how we learn, and it's something I really struggled with before. So it's something I implement with, you know, secondary schools more so, but it's something that if we can spin in a positive light with the kids and the younger kids, and definitely something that they should be taught. I think mental health is such a big thing at the moment, and even you even see it at the moment in like House of Lords and all that, all the discussions on in terms of funding. So I think it's really key that we bring it into schools now,
and especially for young men as well, because it's perhaps a topic that they can't always talk about particularly easily.
Yeah, that was half of the problem with me. I'm you know, not only am I a sports person, we're kind of put on a pedestal, but I'm also male. We're meant to be strong and have no problems, and we don't have feelings and so on. So it's definitely something that is an issue. I think it's getting better. Now you're seeing a lot of sports people come out and a lot of people in the public eye, which is great. Obviously, it's sad to see so many people suffering with it, but it's great that they're coming out with the freedom and of speech. And, you know, if we can help one person, that's great. I'm really pleased. There's a lot of people I help out now, and I still have my own struggle. I'm not saying I'm free of depression. I have really tough times, but it's just nice that I can help people, and it does help me as well.